That's because the government, they were not on our side. And I think that we really need to have, get people to, the only way to get people to fight the government, the way I look at it, is to realize that they have to stick together. And I'm that same way with Jeff Nyquist, because Jeff knows what was going on. And I mean, he wasn't there or anything, but he has just searched it all out. And I do believe Saddam Hussein was going to had weapons of mass destruction. I do believe it.
Well, the weapons of mass destruction he had were chemical weapons that we gave him. Of course he had those. Chemical weapons are weapons of mass destruction, and they were made in the U.S. and given to Saddam Hussein. So, yes, he did, in fact, have them.
Well, he might have been able to do more because he was working everything out of tractor trailers, and you can have one part of it in the tractor trailer and move it some other place, and another part of the bomb in the tractor trailer. Haven't anybody ever thought about that's what he was doing?
Of course it's been thought about. Pat, we captured the country. The evidence was never found. It didn't exist.
Well, I think nobody's really looked for it. Because
the entire U.S. military looked for something that didn't exist, and they didn't find it.
When you can see in the ground, why couldn't they find it if he buried stuff in the ground? Why couldn't
Pat, we had Scott Ritter, U.S. Marine Corps officer, was a U.N. weapons inspector. He went all through that country, had complete carte blanche to inspect anywhere in the country.
Wait, John. When do we start trusting the U.N.?
This was an American Marine.
You said he was Scott a U.N. weapon.
He was hired by the United Nations to go and look for weapons of mass destruction. They didn't exist.
Anybody that has to do with the United Nations, and when do we start trusting them? I don't want to be, I mean, I'm older than you, and I don't want to be putting down your age, but you know what? I mean, if the communists have been taking us over for 100 years, John, when would we have ever trusted anything? Are you for the WHO now? I mean, are you for us being turned over to the World Health Organization of the United Nations?
I'm in favor of the United States and our Constitution. That's the end of the story there, Pat.
Well, we got to fight that right now. I mean, it's going on. That's what they're Biden's wanting to do, and we could talk about the results of everything that's happened, but we got to cut the snake's head off. And the United Nations is a joke.
It's not a joke. It's a very serious outfit, and we need to leave the United Nations.
Well, I know that. In fact, you know what? If New York doesn't straighten up, I don't know that the United Nations may be in a bad position right there. If we let God take over, you know what, John? He knows how to fix everything. But we want to save as many people as we can while they're alive and try to get everybody saved. As Christians, that's the way we feel, you know? Anyway,
that's right.
I just wanted to put my two cents in there on that. Like I said, daylight wasting time. I'm not awake yet. Sorry.
Okay, Pat. Thank you for your call. We did have a top of the hour break, but I don't know what happened to it. And I know my friend Brady is supposed to call in, but so far he hasn't. Looks like our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
I heard the break music there, but he skipped it for you because she started talking about her brother, I think. But, you know, I've heard Pat call in for a long time, and if she happens to be listening, I would encourage her. Let me get off speakerphone. I would encourage her to try for a few months to quit dairy and see if it doesn't clear up her congestion. She's always Sounds like she's got a lot of sinus congestion when she calls in.
Right.
And I learned a hard lesson probably, I'm going to say, nearly 20 years ago when I went to a guy's house to fix his TV reception. And I could smell he'd been drinking. He was a Vietnam vet. And I got him a perfect picture on our station and got him the KET channels he didn't know to scan for on his digital television. And we got to talking a little bit because he was an Army veteran like you are. And you just sometimes got to be careful. I mean, talking to these guys would let, you know, if they offer up stuff. But I wasn't as good, you know, in good conversational contact with the local, you know, American Legion post.
Right.
But if I had been, I probably would ask a couple of those guys to go check on him, because when I left, he was, you know, sipping his bottle and pretty upset.
Right.
And, so you got to be careful talking with some of these vets from what they went through. And I had a neighbor that was in a, it was a Gulf War veteran, and he was very talkative. He liked to talk about a lot of this stuff. I gave him a copy of Joyce Riley's Beyond Treason, and he was like, I didn't know people knew this, all this stuff. See, it was,
right.
I guess a few things that he didn't know about the Gulf War, even though he was there, but he was sick from all the chemical exposures in the early 90s when they blew up all that stuff at Camisea. That was the joke. We knew what Saddam had because we had all the receipts.
That's right.
And I'm sure you've seen that video with all the color-coded crates that were all color-coded with NATO for the different munitions that they were, the either chemical or I guess there was, I don't know, some that was biological, I don't know. But those guys were putting those suits on and told to reuse them and wear them more than a day. And some of them turned out later was defective, the what do they call the chem bio suits? I can't
MOP.
Remember.
MOP.
Yeah, MOP gear. Yeah, the MOP gear was too was defective that they were making in West Virginia. I'm sure you remember that being in the news. So they didn't have it probably quite as bad as Vietnam, because that war was pretty one-sided. They blew all of the evidence, they destroyed as much evidence as they could in that first Gulf War. So whatever Saddam Hussein might have had in Operation Enduring Freedom, he didn't get directly from the U.S. or the NATO people, I don't believe. I mean, it's kind of what I compare Scott Ritter's job to is to try to prove that there are no space aliens in the galaxy. You know, it's that. But really, Iraq is, and this is what concerned me when I started looking at it, Iraq mostly is flat. I mean, there's a few hills and things like that, but when they kept saber-rattling about talking about going into Iran, when you get a globe or a map and look, it's four times bigger and it's a lot more rugged than Iran. Granted, it's probably a sparse population, but, you know, they don't call it the graveyard of empires for no reason. And, of course, we saw what happened with this dumb way that they exited Afghanistan, leaving, I don't know, if you heard $14 billion or some, it was even more than that, maybe, worth of equipment that got left behind. It's crazy. Joe Biden and his exit plan. Of course, he tried to blame it on Trump, of course. You know, this is Trump's plan. We just carrying forward with what he was going to do. I don't know. Anyway, that's my lesson for the day, I guess, is just be careful when you're talking to some of these vets. You don't know what kind of post-traumatic stress that's just beneath the surface a lot of times. It was kind of a hard lesson for me to learn about 20 years ago.
Well, right, roger that.
Okay. They rejected me. I mean, in the early 80s, mid-80s, after the draft had ended, our high school counselor had conned everybody into taking an ASVAB test, thinking it was required. I went, like almost everybody else did, and I found out later people told me, oh, you didn't have to take that. That wasn't required or anything. And but because of my scores, I qualified for 600-some jobs, and recruiters would not leave me alone for years. But when I finally went and took the physical, a bus ticket down to Louisville, a two-and-a-half-hour ride each way, I'd get up like 6:30 or something in the morning to get down there, catch the Greyhound, which still ran back then, and after I got through the physical, I was a half inch too short for airborne, and I forget what else. They didn't like my feet that well, but they were going to take me. And then come to the vision test and something else, I only qualified for two jobs, cavalry scout or military police.
Uh-huh.
Of course, everybody got infantry as your secondary MOS, right? So
right.
I said, no, just give me my bus ticket home. And those guys were like, well, cavalry scout was good enough for me, son, you know, and they were madder right. and fire at me. And I went back, and the recruiter said, well, I can get you the audition for the media school, and I can guarantee you the school if you don't wash out of basic. And I said, yeah, but if there's no job or I can't, you know, I don't make it through, I'm back at cavalry scout or MP, and they probably won't send me for MP. So I just said, no, forget it. You know, he got me the school, but they were really, really nitpicky there with Ronald Reagan's military, culling the budget and the personnel back and everything. I've told people that I was 5'11 and a half, and they wouldn't take me for airborne, and they couldn't believe
that. That's hard to believe. The average man is 5'10". I don't know why they wouldn't take
it
for airborne.
Well, this was 1985 or something like that. And I grew after that because I was only 19. And I guess some guys grow till they're about 24. But, yeah, that's how
it does happen.
They were. I was standing there, and the guy was going, stretch, stretch, in my sock feet. And he was like, I can't put you down at 6 foot. Anyway, John, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. It looks like our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John. John, you're on the air. Hello, John. Hello, John. Okay, looks like we lost John. Maybe he's on a break. I sent a text message to Brady to have him call in with my new engineer here, Mike.
Hello.
And is this John?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It just connected up. I want to have a comment about High Fong. The reason that supplies were coming in to High Fong by sea, early on in the war, they'd been coming overland by rail through China, but it turns out the Chinese were stealing about half of it before it got to Vietnam of what was being shipped from Russia.
Well, no surprise there, is there?
No.
Anything else, John?
So there was some rivalry in there between the Chinese and the Russians, but I don't know, it was exaggerated. But anyway, what is the, I also know, what about Nord Davis?
Nord, N-O-R-D, Davis? I don't know who that is.
You don't know about the story about Nord Davis?
No.
About how Ralph Epperson would have that.
The North Carolina businessman, you're talking about him?
Yes, who got together with a colonel, and they purchased their own an airplane, an attack plane that they were going to bomb the dredge with, and they ended and they bluffed him out, and he said that that's what got them to mine High Fong Harbor, because he was going to bomb the dredge.
Well, that's what got the Paris peace talks going, is what it was, because they were going to shut down the war.
Yeah.
Okay. That's history, and it's Ralph Epperson's website. You can read the details. You're right there, John. Anything else?
Is Bakhmut, I see, are they using the same tactics that they're not really using able to use the same tactics that they've been able to use in World War II, because they can't use tanks as well because of the anti-tank capability, can they? At this rate, I mean, the only thing that they seem to be able to do is to do a grinding war of attrition, and it's just going to be a question of who cries uncle first.
You're talking about the war in Ukraine, obviously. Well, what's your question, John? Do you have a question in that?
What is your prediction? Is it going to ultimately be just go on until it involve what's going to, how's it going to eventually involve the United States directly? And what is the, and how is the, who is going to be able to withstand the attrition? Obviously, Russia, they can withstand the attrition. I don't know for how long, it's just how long can they maintain public opinion in their, in the favor among the Russians in their favor?
Well, I can speculate along with the best of them, but that's all it is speculation, John, as to when this will become a war, open war between the United States and Russia. It really serves no purpose to speculate that way. We do need to move on, John. We do thank you for your call.
Okay.
And it looks like I think we have Brady with us. Brady, are you with us? Okay, we don't have Brady. I thought we did. And looks like, let's see, CT, Charlie Tango, CT in Arkansas.
How you doing this morning?
Go ahead.
Yeah, to tell Pat the truth, I was in Iraq in 2004, 2007, and 2009. I did three tours over there. We dug that place up. There was no weapons of mass destruction. Had we have found it, trust me, you would have known. They would have paraded it out and showed the justification for the war. There were none over there that we found at all.
Roger that. That was that's the real history. You're right.
And, well, the thing about it, whenever I got there, I was in OIF-2. I got there on April the 1st of 2004. And about 2 weeks later, 2.5 weeks later, the Mahdi army broke out, and all hell broke out throughout Baghdad and Iraq. And all of that searching for weapons of mass destruction all ended, and it went straight to fighting them in that Shiite uprising. And it was pretty hellish from that first year I was there. It was rough, but we gave up looking after a year. I mean, that place was literally dug up. We dug up, man, so much weapons, tanks, jets, helicopters that Saddam had buried. We found all that. There was no weapons of mass destruction, period. So,
right.
Were you with
the Army or the Marines, CT?
Army Infantry. Army. I was with the 1st Cav at that time.
Right.
Yeah. But and I kind of later find out that the whole part of the Iraq war is part of the Greater Israel Project. You know, they want to confiscate the land from the Euphrates to the Nile, so that's what that was about. So,
okay. Well, thank you for your service. I'm glad you make it back in one piece. You got all your body parts.
Yeah. Yes. Luckily.
All right.
I was fortunate.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No, sir. That'll do it for today.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Looks like our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. You know, the things that Steve Van Noon has said about the real reasons we go to these wars, because a few months ago he was talking about something that they've recently Iran recently announced, and he said it was some kind of deal with tomb of a what's that real old civilization? Do you recall what I'm talking about?
Real old civilization, where, my dear?
That in Iran had announced that they found some kind of 12,000-year-old tomb of a I can't think of the civilization right now, but it's you know, it's related to I'm not making much sense, but it's something that we want and that they had something in Afghanistan too, some kind of. And then when that guy that just was in the Gulf War too, he talked about how they dug up everything. Well, was it Gulf War One or Gulf War Two that they looted the antiquities over there?
Yeah, that was the second one. The second one. We didn't go to Baghdad. The first one. The main target of the U.S. military going to Baghdad was not the military headquarters or the government headquarters. It was a museum. The things in that museum is what we really wanted, and they got them.
And he's saying that's why we're going to let Israel pick a fight and back them with Iran, because there's something there that we want. And it kind of makes you
technology.
Think about
archaeology before. Okay, Sherry, I'm going to wrap this up, but archaeology has two things: recover ancient technology and keep us from finding out about it. That's what archaeology is really all about. And we do need to run here, Sherry. Thanks for your call.
It makes you wonder if there was anything like that involved in Vietnam, doesn't it, now? And we never learned about.
Possible, but I doubt it. Possible. I doubt it. Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate the call. We have a patient, Wayne Green, and my friend Brady. Brady is a production engineer at Liberated Rocket Heaters, where I am the executive vice president. And good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
So, welcome back, and we have wood-burning stoves that make no heat available for shipment right now, don't we?
Oh, yes, yes, we do. I did a count walking out the door yesterday, and we've got, you know, a dozen heaters without hoppers and close to 50 of them with it. So,
outstanding.
And we're still
gratifying.
Making more.
That's gratifying to know that when inventory is growing. I'll soon have a very nice 16-inch by 3-foot banner for display in hardware stores to help people find out about the Liberated rocket heaters in hardware stores here in eastern and southeast Missouri, south central Missouri, I should say. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep your house warm and cozy and save money, this is the way to do it. Similar stoves that only have 75% efficiency cost $5,000 to $12,000 from what I've seen. And for less than $3,000, you get a beautiful stove ready to go that it is rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficiency. Right, Brady?
Yes. I believe those are the numbers. It's been a minute since I looked, but yeah, it is essentially one of the cleanest burning stoves, period. But more importantly than that, like there's the efficiency of the burn, but there's also the efficiency that the heat comes into your house, and keeps you warm. And the Liberator is up there in the top. It's margins of error difference. I think it's rated number 3 by the EPA, and the number 1 and number 2 are what I would call a margin of error, 0.01 grams of particulate matter emissions per hour. And the Liberator beats every other stove that utilizes either the technology of the two that beat us. So I would actually, in fact, argue that ours is the superior technology, and it simply does the job best.
Well, superior in that there's no moving parts and no electronics. And our listeners, I know my demographics, our listeners want a stove that's not going to be affected by EMP or power outages. And that's what we got here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is. There's no more like, setting up the VCR clock like some people may remember. There's none of that. It is completely dumb. It's not trying to be smarter than you are and prevent accidents from happening. It is simply a very efficient wood-burning stove. It doesn't make smoke because smoke is waste. Smoke is unburnt fuel. Smoke is improperly burnt compounds. And with the Liberator, you're getting a complete pyrolysis. All of your fuel is being turned into heat. And then as much of that heat as possible is being sent out into your home.
All right. We got a caller on hold here. Brady, let's see if we can get this caller squeezed in here. We got Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Hi, John. Hi, Brady. I love your guys' products. Well, I was wondering if I could do a quick follow-up on your previous topic of conversation just before your guest came on. You were talking about what the purpose was of the Iraq and the Antiquities Museum, how that was. I'm really glad you brought that up, because what I'm about to say, I'm occasionally reluctant because it just sounds a little bit out there. But I'm going to tell you, I got this from the Sun. He was an adult man about my age, in his, you know, roughly 40s, 50s. This is a few years ago. And the son of a high-ranking German officer who came over under Operation Paperclip. I was going on about the Nazis and the influence of the Nazi government, how they transferred over. And he said, my father came over under Operation Paperclip, and my jaw almost hit the floor. And I figured I had, well, what are you going to say to someone like that who just told you their father was a, you know, could have been a high-ranking Nazi war criminal? And I said, what did they have your father do when he got back from, you know, when he got over here from Germany? He said, you know, I figured they put him in witness protection program or hide him in a little bakery somewhere in Manhattan or something like that, change his identity. He was put in charge of the U.S. military's satellite tracking operations in Panama. So this is where he said, do you know the reason that we're in Iraq? And I said, well, I know it's not for oil. That's a cover story. And he said, correct. And he said, it's not for terrorism either. And I said, yep, agreed. He said, they're looking for something, a piece of ancient technology, something similar to a Stargate. And I don't know if anybody knows what that I'm alluding to, but it's something that will allow you to travel long distances interdimensionally without ever actually physically getting on a spaceship or anything and transporting yourself. He said they're looking for something similar to a Stargate. And he cited, he said, where's the first place the special forces went when they got into Baghdad? The Antiquities Museum. So anyway, I thought that was interesting to add. That is what he said that they were specifically looking for, something similar to a Stargate. So we'll leave it at that for open for any other conversation. And thanks for taking my call, guys.
It's always nice to get confirmation, Eric. We appreciate it. Thank you. Brady, I don't know if you heard me, but just before you came on, I said modern archaeology has two missions. One is to locate and recover ancient technology. The other is to keep us from finding out about it. And we just got independent confirmation of that, Brady, didn't we?
It's something, yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit harder to convince than most people, but I do also keep my mind open. My time working with the military, doing the things that I sort of did that, you know, I won't be able to talk about for 100 years. I certainly believe that there's a lot more going on than most people are entirely ignorant of. And it is.
Well, a friend of mine who wrote on submarines a lot, and you can just answer no comment. He says, well, John, U.S. Navy has under ocean cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to comment. No comment.
I thought that would be your response. That's okay, Brady. That's okay. Well, staying warm and cozy and saving money, my heating bill is now about one third because I'm using pellets just for the convenience sake. I've got a lot of firewood cut. Our Liberator rocket heaters is the only stove, and the only stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. Now, that's an outstanding and potentially very cost-saving feature, isn't it, sir? Brady? Are you there? You're on mute, Brady.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got our last break. We'll be back after break. We'll wrap this up. Well, I guess we do need to wrap. It's the bottom of the hour. We've got a new guest coming on. Brady, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good one, John.
Yeah, we have a 5-hour break. We'll be back with Rondi, find out what's going on in beautiful ski country in Colorado.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Mr. Sandman, bring me dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to be my guest this coming August, we have the John Moore Ozark Symposium coming up the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. We'll have great breakfast. We'll have dinners together. There'll be one-on-one private time for my guests as well. We might make a trip to beautiful Lebanon, Missouri to visit Freedom Center USA one afternoon. That'll be a lot of fun. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you there as well. We already talked about the Liberator Rocket Heater, a great product in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And, of course, Energy Cleaners, my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, I personally box it up along with the mattress pad if you choose to get one. I ship it out priority mail from the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. It's in one corner of the Little Country Store at Cherryville, which is also a country restaurant, where tonight they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13. It goes out priority mail wherever you might be. Alaska, Florida, Texas, New York, doesn't matter. Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, Ireland, it doesn't matter. I ship them all over the planet. Check out the details. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The toll-free hour line, you don't want to give out your credit card on the internet, I don't blame you at all. 800-592-9543. We have patient Wayne in Greenwood, my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in beautiful snow country up in the mountains of Colorado. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Life Vantage products like I do into your life will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi. Good morning, Rondi. Good morning, Rondi. I know she's there.
Good morning.
There you are. There you are.
Yeah, must be my phone this morning. Acting up. That happens sometimes.
I understand. Well, Rondi, you live in beautiful ski country. For people that like cold weather and snow, it's the place to go. And I don't particularly care for snow or skiing myself, but I understand people do that. They should be able to do what they like. You run a retail business there with people from all over the country and all over the world. Do you have foreign visitors in your shop there, Rondi?
Yes, we have a lot of foreign visitors, especially from South America and Mexico, but I get people from Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, from all over
my goodness.
Place.
My goodness. I bet there's some fascinating conversations with these people from around the world, aren't there?
There are, definitely. Very interesting, some days.
Right, right. Well, that's good to know. And In your discussions with these people, what surprises do you get, if any?
Well, I had a lady from Australia a couple weeks ago that really liked a lot of our clothing and a lot of our pieces, and she picked one thing in particular. The moment she found out it was made in China, she said she couldn't go down that path. Chooses not to purchase anything from China. And she was from Australia.
Well, she probably knows the Chinese are about to take over Australia.
Probably. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a caller here. Let's take this caller, Rondi. We're at Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. Rondi, I don't want to interrupt on your show. I just wanted to mention, and when you take the field trip, though, regarding the last segment, Rare Seeds in Mansfield, Missouri, I don't know if you could squeeze that in with logistics, but I guarantee you, you would not be disappointed to try to take them there and have the lunch that they serve. If you can merge that in with the tour of Lebanon, I think that would be really worth something looking into. I think everyone would be really pleased with both stops. So that's it. That's all I wanted to mention to you.
A tour of what location again?
The Rare Seeds, and they do that lunch, remember? Where you can dine for lunch in their you know, it's like the organic rare seed, the heirloom seed place.
And
look, I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. It's the opposite direction of Lebanon.
It's in Mansfield, yeah. But, you know, being in Texas as long as I was, it's like a stone's throw to me. But I just was going to say, if you're going to take a field trip, I don't know if you could merge it in, but I just wanted to plant the seed, and I don't want to take away from Rondi's half hour. So thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Rondi, well, this woman from Australia, she probably knows the Chinese are exerting a lot of influence on Australia, doesn't she?
Yes, I believe so, and Australians, you know, are very passionate about their country, as we are, and so I don't blame her for what, you know, her ideologies are.
All right, it's unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Anyway, Rondi, what's going on locally that people might be interested in there, in your part of the world?
Well, it's spring break time here, so we get very, very busy with all the college kids and all the families that come up and ski for a week, and our weather is great in March, even though it's our biggest snow month. Today is a blue sky day in Colorado, and we're known for our blue sky days. So it's a gorgeous day here, even though it's 15 degrees.
What's the temperature again?
15 right now.
15 above. 15 above.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty typical.
It is. This time of year.
Really amazing. Randy, I take LifeVantage products every morning. I take the Protandim Nerf 2. I take the IC Bright. I just finished a quart of the Axio. I think it's the grape flavored, very tasty. And it's helped me reach my goals. And I know you like to give a disclaimer. Would you like to give a disclaimer?
Yes, I do not work for LifeVantage, but I am an independent consultant. I've been with the company for 13 years, and the only thing the FDA allows me to say about Protandim NRF2 is that it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. And it's a cumulative product, so the longer you take it, the better you feel.
Yeah, and I feel great. My health is excellent. My energy is excellent. I have a very positive attitude. And like we like to say, these excellent products can't work miracles. You need to do your part, too, which is have a positive attitude, get a reasonable amount of exercise, eat the right foods, don't eat the wrong foods. It all works together, doesn't it, Rondi?
Yes, and good health is a choice. It was bad health, but I try to choose to have a healthy lifestyle. So I try to get enough sleep, I eat well, and I take LifeVantage products.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, if you go to my website at LibertyMan.com, you'll find the panel for the LifeVantage products, which is not only healthy supplements you can take, and the Axio, which is a... As opposed to most energy drinks are really not all that healthy. But the Axio is a healthy energy drink, isn't it?
Yes, it's a great drink. I've had mine already this morning. I do it every morning. It has a lot of B vitamins in it. It has some other amazing ingredients. It's all plant-based. All of our products are plant-based. And we have a great skincare line called True Science that I also use every day. Wrinkles and for just overall health of my skin.
Well, that's important, and looking good is important to everybody. Women in general pay better attention to their skincare than men do. There's always exceptions, of course, but no matter what your goals are, if your goals are to look better, have healthier skin, or to be healthier in general, the LifeVantage products will help you achieve that goal. And, of course, if you want to start a home-based business selling these excellent products to relatives or neighbors, people who go to church with, co-workers, you can do that as well, can't you?
Yes, you can get started with the Start Kit. That's the easiest way to get started. And then you can also order one of our special packages that allows you to try all the products. So there's different levels that you can get started with, but it's just an amazing company, amazing product, and I'm so grateful that a friend shared it with me 14 years ago.
Well, that's the best kind of advertising is word of mouth, isn't it?
It is. It's been around centuries, word of mouth advertising.
Right. It's been around millennium, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, watch this. This is how you start a fire. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So it's right now we're into the wrapping up the third week of March. How long does the ski season last up there?
In my neighborhood, it lasts until right after Easter, like mid-April. But other parts of Colorado continue until Memorial Day.
Whoa, really? Okay. Well, the people in that part of Colorado, they can certainly get a lot of benefit from a Liberator rocket heater because winter just goes on and on up there, doesn't it?
Yes, it's been a very long winter with tons of snow this year.
I don't particularly like cold weather or snow. It's supposed to be 20 degrees here tomorrow night. Our spring has been delayed a bit, but looking forward to warm weather. In the meantime, I'm looking forward to being more active outside, doing more physical activity, and continuing to work with Life Vantage products to help me achieve my goals. And and you mentioned this earlier, there's an accumulative effect of the Life Vantage products, aren't there?
Yes. I've been taking Protandim Nerf 2 for 13 years, and I feel better than I did the day I started taking it.
All right.
My mom also is in the same situation, and she looks great at 85.
Let's segue to some of the local things going on there. The local youngster, when I say youngsters, men and women under the age of 40 that live in your neighborhood, not visitors from other countries, do they have green and purple hair and have pieces of metal sticking out of their face?
Oh, yes. And tattoos all over the place that are dead. I think, you know, military always had tattoos, which I understand that logic. But the purple, I call them the rainbow people because of their colored hair.
Right, right. Pretty amazing. So this is a nationwide phenomenon, isn't it?
Yes, and every day I see them in my store, in the streets, in everywhere else. Too.
And do you see men wearing makeup and nail polish also?
Yes, actually, the Vail Beaver Creek magazine that came out, that's kind of a magazine but also advertising, has a whole segment on these two gentlemen that are dressed up with nail polish and eyeliner and lipstick. It was shocking to see when I first opened that magazine.
And what magazine is that again?
The Vail Beaver Creek magazine.
Okay, so it's a local publication in Vail, Colorado, right?
Yes, that is the whole ski season.
Amazing. And why were these two men dressed up wearing these with the decorations they had? What was the article about, if you know?
It was a fashion spread.
Oh, really?
And it was definitely catering to the transgender agenda.
Oh, really? Okay. So
you can probably go to their website and look at all the pictures.
Okay.
I'll send the link.
Okay. Well, the world's changing too fast for me. We just have to deal with it.
Yes, we have to deal with it, but I have a lot of faith, and I know God is with me every day and with my family, and I pray a lot, and I try not to judge people, but, you know, you kind of wonder what kind of background these people had growing up that they're so confused that they have to go down that path.
Well, they're mentally ill. A man pretending to be a woman is mentally ill. A woman pretending to be a man is mentally ill on the face of it. And that's unfortunate, but that's my reality. How about you, Rondi?
Yes, I see that connection as well. And, I mean, all you have to do is look at all the athletes that are converting so they can win medals. That it's just, you know, it's just a crazy agenda.
It is. And this is based on what I've learned from Jeff Nyquist. It's communist inspired, and the communists have a goal. That's to wreck our culture, wreck our economy, and this is one of the many ways they do it, isn't it?
Yes, and it's infiltration from within in our country. So to make it seem like it's the norm, which we all know it's not.
No, it's not. It's not even close. And, you know, we, the United States, we've been humiliated in front of the entire world, sending men, mentally ill men, to international conferences pretending to be women, wearing women's clothing, women's makeup, women's hairstyle, representing the United States in official capacities. It's very humiliating, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Especially that person, I think he's part of the military, the director of military.
Well, he wears the uniform of a female admiral, is what he does. He's connected to the healthcare profession. It's a very sad commentary. It really is. But that's where we are, and hopefully we'll get a solid Republican president here that will bring all that insanity to an end. If a person is mentally ill and wants to engage in that activity, God bless them. But we can't have mentally ill people representing our country in that manner. It's simply not acceptable, is it, Rondi?
No, it's not acceptable in my eyes, and I think many of your listeners. I think it's a very sad state of affairs right now.
Well, I doubt that I have any regular listeners who support the idea of a mentally ill man who wants to be a woman representing the United States in official capacities, wearing the attire of a woman, the makeup of a woman, the hair of a woman. I would be shocked and disappointed if any of my regular listeners felt that way. I guess it's possible, but I would be shocked and surprised. Let's see. We should have had a break by now. I don't know what happened to the break. So I guess we'll just continue, Rondi. The Life Vantage products are very solid, very well made, and very healthy. They're all plant-based, aren't they?
They're plant-based, and they're made in the U.S. And what we address is anti-aging, overall health and wellness, energy, skin care, hair care, body care, and mental and brain focus. And a pet product, which is amazing for the dog, Pet Tandem. So my dog takes it, and she's 10 years old, and she is thriving right now.
Really?
Yes.
Well, good for her. Good for her. And your dad just turned 90. The entire community celebrated his birthday with him skiing down the mountain, leading, 60 or 80 people? I forget how many.
It was 75 people, and then when we got down to the facility at the bottom of the hill, there were 400 people waiting to celebrate his 90th birthday last April.
Very nice.
He's doing very well right now.
Very nice. Well, Rondi, as we move forward with these days and weeks, the world becomes more and more bizarre. It seems like a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. We continue to inform people and educate people about one little thing they can do to improve their health, improve their well-being, improve their looks with all the various Life Vantage products. And we will continue to do that, won't we?
Absolutely. I take mine every day, and I will not stop taking it. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this company and be able to share with you and your listeners.
Well, I'm glad that you do that, Rondi. I'm very grateful for that because I'm always seeking new ways to improve my health, improve my energy, improve my ability to do the things that I want to do. And I think the majority of our listeners have the same attitude. Life Vantage products are not necessarily for everybody. You don't know unless you try it, though, do you, Rondi?
Give it at least Protandem Nerve 2 a try for 30 to 90 days. At least, I was sleeping better after 2 weeks. But everyone should try it. Our skincare is amazing. It's all pH balanced. And it's also unisex. It's not just for females, but everyone has the choice there as well. But I use all their products every day, and I just feel great. And I'll be 60 in November, so it's a really good thing that I found 13 years ago.
Outstanding. Well, I'll be 76 my next birthday, and I'm doing all the things that I want to do. And Life Vantage products certainly helped me, and I'm glad that I found them. our mission here is to educate people and inform them, let them know what's available, and let them make your own decision. Right, Randy?
Absolutely. And you can just go on and try it for 30 days, but really it takes 90 days to get the NRF2 product into your system fully. And but like I said before, it is cumulative, so the longer you take it, the better. And you'll just, you know, I can't promise it does anything, though, but reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days.
That's enough. That's enough for me. Reducing oxidative stress is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, because oxidative stress causes inflammation, which causes chronic disease. So if you can take care of the oxidative stress, then you don't have to go down the path of inflammation and going to your doctor and getting chemical-based meds instead of plant-based supplements.
Absolutely. Ronnie, I want to thank you for being with us. I don't want to be cut off by the music, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, it's been a great week. We covered a lot of territory. We've had some great calls this week. Looking forward to next week and getting more information out for folks, educating people and informing people, letting them know the truth about what's going on. And the callers helped too. You know, having a caller who was actually on the ground in Iraq and had firsthand knowledge of what the real goal was when he went into Baghdad. The real goal, not the publicly stated goal. The real goal, which was to get to the National Museum and recover the ancient technology. What did they recover? I don't know. I don't know what they recovered. I think I know what they wanted to recover. Apparently, it was a Stargate. And we'll find out. Maybe. Maybe not. They like to keep these things secret, don't they? And hopefully the truth will eventually come out on what was really recovered in Baghdad. I don't know. I don't know when it will come out, if ever. But I do know the overall goal of archaeology is two things: to find ancient technology and to keep us from finding out about it. That's what it's all about. Okay, there we go. And I may have attorney Todd Collender with me next week for a guest. That's not firmed up yet. Once we get a firm date for him to be on my show, we will do that. Todd is really at the cutting edge of what's going on with the clot shots. He represents hundreds of veterans and active duty and veterans that are suffering from the effects of the clot shot. You know, and I'm really looking forward to that interview. It'll be great. It'll be great. In fact, this morning, Todd offered me to get on a platform that his insurance company just bought, and I had to let him know that I'm already on that platform. So that was good to know. Also, he made that offer. If you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. We're getting an inventory of T-shirts and coffee mugs in. If you donate $50 or more, you can also get a T-shirt or a coffee mug yourself. Details at the Republic Broadcasting website. We're not quite self-sufficient yet. We're working towards that goal. It's an achievable goal. And like I say, we're working towards achieving that goal. Please consider making a donation. We need the help. We really do need the financial help. If you know somebody who'd like to advertise on Republic Broadcasting, let them have them contact our people down in Texas also. They may get just what they're looking for with the demographics we offer. I soon will be representing a log home building company. They sell log kits to build your own log home. Just had a meeting with the owner of the company yesterday. I expect to be set up to do that in a week or two. And he's agreed to come on the show and talk about his excellent products. I was down at the headquarters yesterday, and beautiful log homes that he builds, very high quality. The kits can be shipped anywhere in the country, primarily